Unit 10. Listening. Activity 7. Listen and choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about their relationship with their closest friend. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
We grew up together, went to the same school, spent holidays together when we were kids. He's got to know my parents and brothers and sisters and grandparents over the years, so he's almost part of the family, like having another brother. And we fight like brothers too, about all sorts of things, politics, music and sport mainly. Watching sport on TV with him is a nightmare. Sometimes he makes me change my mind about something, so it's good in a way, because he helps me to see things from a different point of view. And he makes me laugh a lot too, which is really important.
Speaker 2.
Even if we haven't seen each other for a few months, we can catch up really easily. We've got such a strong connection. Our relationship's built on trust. She knows she can call me up about anything, and I'd help her in whatever way I can, and she'd do the same for me. She's the best listener I know. She understands what I'm talking about, even though her life is so different. I'm single, and she's married. I work in a huge office, and she works in her family's business. But we're not always serious. We do have a laugh together, too.
Speaker 3.
We met about 10 years ago at a party at college when we were both studying law. We have the same taste in music and films, so he's the one I call if there's a gig on or a film I want to see, or he calls me. Sometimes we go out to eat as a foursome with our girlfriends. Other times it's just a boys' night out. He loves football as much as I do, but he supports a different team, so we never go to football matches together, otherwise we end up arguing. We usually get to see each other about once a week, but we message each other all the time too.
Speaker 4.
We keep in touch by phone or online. That's okay. We're still very close, but I'd like us to spend more time together. We can have conversations about anything, from politics to music to family problems. We both feel strongly about politics, but generally we see eye to eye on everything and rarely disagree. I suppose that's why we get on so well. When we first met, we used to go out together all the time, but now I travel a lot for my job and she just got promoted, so unless we're very organised, it can be hard to arrange to go out. As long as we plan ahead, it's fine.
Speaker 5.
I suppose people sometimes wonder why we're such good friends. For example, he loves being the centre of attention, whereas I'm quite shy. But apart from that, I think we've got a lot in common. I mean, we have a lot of shared experiences. We do the same job. We're both married with a young child, and we've both lived in the same town for a few years. I'd really miss him if he moved away. We don't meet up or even text that often, but I just like being able to call him up at short notice to see if he wants to go out.